This is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. Dockers will protest against the pension reform today as part of an action dubbed Operation Deadports. Boats will remain at the quays in Le Havre, Saint-Nazaire, Dunkirk and Marseille today. Several thousand people demonstrated throughout France yesterday, and the strike continues into its 42nd day today. On the other hand, SNCF traffic is improved, with 8 out of 10 TGV and TER trains, and almost normal traffic for TGV trains on the East Atlantic, North and Ouigo routes. The reintroduction of bears in the Pyrenees is over. This was the promise made by Emmanuel Macron to farmers yesterday in Pau. This is a victory for farmers who have denounced the reintroduction for several years, following losses of their herds. Father Prenat, the French paedophile priest, confessed that it could be 4 or 5 children in a week yesterday during his trial. Father Prenat is accused of sexual assault of young scouts in the 70s and 80s. The trial will resume today in front of the Criminal Court of Lyon. From today, paracetamol, aspirin and ibuprofen will move from the shelves of your pharmacy to behind the counter. They are still sold without a prescription, but you will need to request these meds from your pharmacist in the shop. This measure has been put in place to combat misuse and the risk of overdose. An explosion occurred in a chemical factory in Tarragona in Spain last night. At least one person has died, 6 are injured and 1 person is missing. The cause of the explosion is still unknown, but the authorities have issued a statement that there has been no release of toxic products into the air. And finally, Morbihan and Finistère remain under an orange vigilance alert for rain and floods. You've been listening to the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen.